morning, everyone. Welcome to your Wednesday, May 14th coffee table show on KQNK. I am Natalie. Today, my first guests this morning are our city administrator, James Maru, along with our new Norton Chief of Police, Mitch Lowry. So, gentlemen, welcome very much. Thank you very much for coming. Welcome to our show.
Thank you, Natalie.
Thanks, Natalie.
We're so glad to have you here. Now, there's a couple things we're going to talk about today. First, I want to give my congratulations to Chief for his new appointment as the Norton Chief of Police. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
That's awesome. We're very lucky to have you. And then also we have our new Assistant Chief of Police, and that is?
Assistant Chief Courtney Kaus.
Courtney, that's right. So congratulations to you both. I think you're going to make a great team. And like I was saying earlier, we're getting some young blood in here, so that's awesome. Always like that. All right, so this morning we have a couple things we want to talk about. The first thing we're going to talk about this morning is a new program within our city called Retire the Ride. The mayor has proclaimed that to be the new name of this program. And so you want to give us a little background and tell us what this is all about?
Absolutely. Thank you, Natalie. So Retire the Ride, as we drive around town and looking in some yards and whatnot, we have some aging vehicles or inoperative vehicles, unused vehicles, and the city realizes that those are sometimes tough to get rid of. Either people don't want to buy them, or it might be costly or complicated due to batteries or fuel tanks or tires and stuff like that. And so what we're doing is offering a free, convenient way, responsible way to get rid of these cars as the city. So in order to participate that, voluntarily, obviously, all you have to do is contact the city if you have one of these vehicles that you are, you know, taking up your lawn space or something that you want to get rid of. And it's going to take a valid title or bill of sale that we can sign over. And then we will come with a local record service with New Look Towing and get that off your property. And it's not going to cost you anything. And the hassle is all on us. So.
And then what do you guys do with the vehicle after that?
So it'll depend on what type of vehicle, what kind of condition it's in. We might be able to do a sale on Purple Wave. And if we're not able to do that, then we can look at salvage yards or crushers. So.
And then what happens with the funds that you get from those sales?
So the funds for those sales will go back into the city's general fund to help go toward roads and streets and sidewalks and everything else that is on the agenda for that. So
that's nice. That's a good way to get some money into the city. You know, everybody's always talking about raising taxes and stuff. Well, you know, if you've got other ways to do it, whereas, you know, you've got vehicles to donate and such, what a great way to get some money back into the city. I love that.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter what condition the vehicle's in, right? It doesn't have to run. It just has to be a vehicle.
Just has to be a vehicle.
Cars, trucks, what kind of vehicles do you guys take?
Cars, trucks, SUVs. Guess it has to have tires and a motor.
What about motorcycles?
That is considered a vehicle.
Awesome.
So, yes.
So you take those too. So, yep. You know, and I've seen a lot of people that have old motorcycles they've taken parts off of and stuff like that that they have sitting around. It's like, what do I do with it now? Well, they can call you guys now.
Absolutely.
And is that who they would contact for the Retire the Ride program? Is the police department, or who do they contact?
They can contact the police department, or they can contact the city office, and they can get us in touch with them.
Awesome. And when does it start?
This starts, we're going to be sending out a flyer on May 19th. It's going to go out to everybody here in the city. And then that's when it kicks off, when you get your flyer in the mail. So
it's kind of like the same kind of thing. I mean, I've heard the nationwide commercials for, you know, 1-800 cars for kids and stuff like that. It's kind of the same kind of thing where, you know, you've got a car you just don't know what to do with, where you can turn that car over and help your community.
Absolutely.
And I love that idea.
Yep.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add about that program? James?
No, I think eventually we'll, part of this is trying to clean up some of the issues with abandoned vehicles and things like that, but this is kind of a precursor to what would be the next step. Was if you've got abandoned vehicles and you don't want to get rid of them, then we have to go the City Norton code, which is an environmental code, which then has to go through a long process of going through council and our code enforcement contacting you with certified letters saying this is an abandoned vehicle, it's not operational, it's cluttering up your property. It's violating our environmental codes. And that's, this is trying to be a precursor to that so that we don't have to come at you with environmental issues. This is just kind of a way to, hey, I don't want to deal with it, get rid of it, and we'll take it off your hands. We'll do what we need to do with it, whether that's, again, resale or salvage title with a salvage yard or even a crusher. So, and like I said, it does bring some money back. It's not a lot of money, but it does bring some money back to the city.
Anything, it doesn't have to be a lot. Anything is good, right?
That's right.
To contribute. And so anything else you guys want to add to that? This is going to start again when?
May 19th.
May 19th. So that's just next week.
Yeah, next week. So next Monday we'll have flyers out to everybody in town, and they can throw them in the trash or they can go, hey, that's a good idea. Let me contact the city office and we'll get started rolling, getting those vehicles moved out. Or and I think eventually it might, you know, move on to trailers and RVs and boats and things like that. But right now we're going to focus on the abandoned vehicles and the inoperable vehicles.
A lot of those will probably be scrapped, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and just sold for scrap, yeah. And so that's May 19th. So that is just this Monday. When you say May 19th, it sounds like such a long way away.
Yeah.
It's just this coming up Monday. So even if you might know a neighbor or a friend who has a vehicle that they've talked about, I just know what I'm going to do with this. If you get your flyer, pass it on to them.
Yep.
And let everybody know. So, all right. Anything else for all that?
Since you got me here.
I want to talk about Click It or Ticket because, you know, we've had some examples lately of seatbelt usage. Click It or Ticket is not meant to punish people. This program is meant to remind people about the safety of wearing your seatbelt in your vehicle. And I've heard people say, well, you know, people are fine without a seatbelt, blah, 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 it gets in the way, whatever. But statistics show that you are a lot safer in a vehicle accident when you are wearing your seatbelt.
Absolutely, Natalie. So what we got coming up is a STEP program. That's a special traffic enforcement. And we have four campaigns a year, and they're all focused around major holidays. The first one being Memorial Day. That's coming up at the end of the month. And Memorial Day focuses on Click It or Ticket, so making sure we buckle up. And like you said, we're not here to punish people. We're just trying to remind people to wear your seatbelt. You are definitely safer with your seatbelt on. And we've even had some accidents here in the recent past, you know, that seatbelts could have been worn and things probably would have been a little bit better. But at the end of the day, we're focusing on safety, educating the community to try to make everybody safe. Doesn't matter which vehicle you drive or where you're heading. So,
and as a police officer, and you don't have to get graphic or anything, but I want to ask you, when you come upon a accident scene, you probably know pretty much right away who is buckled in and who is not by the severity of the accident, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you can tell. And so you being a police officer, and you have to go to these scenes, the EMS and everybody that goes, this is why this program exists, because they want you to be able to survive that crash. Because crashes happen.
Absolutely.
You know, you could just be driving, and you could be the A number one driver out in the road, but not everybody is.
Correct.
So it could happen, and you've got to be safe. And you know firsthand of the difference of what happens when you don't wear your seatbelt.
Absolutely. And it's one of the unfortunate things with accidents is coming across those. And the last thing I want to do is be knocking on somebody's door, informing them there's an accident. So
that's right. And you might hear that the person that was buckled up had injuries, but they're a lot of times mostly survivable compared to when you don't wear your seatbelt. I mean, if you're in a vehicle and your car's flipping, you need that seatbelt to keep you in the vehicle.
Absolutely, keep you in.
How many people get thrown out, right?
Yep.
Because they don't have their seatbelt on. So this is very important. This is not meant to punish people. If they stop you because you're not wearing your seatbelt, this is not because they're angry at you or they want to see you get a ticket. It's because they want you to get that ticket and think about what you're doing and be safe.
Yep.
And this also involves car seats. We're going to have Claire Bliss come in a minute. She's going to talk about the car seats check program that's coming up. But also when you're talking about Click It or Ticket, it's not just the driver, it's everybody in the vehicle. But especially when you deal with car seats, you want to make sure that they're in right and that the kids are buckled in.
Absolutely, especially those kids.
Yeah. So you've got a kid that is hard to control and wants to jump out of the car seat, yell, scream, whatever you got to do at him, but keep him in that car seat.
Yep.
Makes a difference. So anything else?
Not that I can think of. I just want to say thank you for inviting us out here today.
I'm very happy to have you guys. I really would love for you and for, why can't I remember her name ever?
Courtney.
Well, for you and Courtney to come out together. because you are the new team, and I would love for you, the two of you, to come out, sit and talk to us for a few minutes, tell us some ideas you have for our community, and how this is this new position is for you.
Okay. Absolutely, yeah. I'll sit down with her, and we'll get it on the schedule.
Do that. Call me, and we would love to have you guys in. We really would.
Perfect.
Awesome. So, do you have any new officers?
We have two officers that are in the academy right now.
Awesome.
Eli Garcia, he's new to the area. He'll be done in about 5.5 weeks, and then we have some in-house training that we'll do to familiarize him with Norton. And then we have Brianna Johns. She's originally from Alameda, so a local girl. We're excited for her to be done in about 10.5 weeks. So.
Awesome. And then I had read that one of your officers, Cody Land, was doing some extra training with the canines, too.
Absolutely, yep. A lot of people have got to see his face going around to businesses and whatnot. We're starting a canine program with Norton Police Department. It's going to be a single-use narcotics dog to kind of combat the drug epidemic going across the nation. So he's been doing some fundraising. Once we hit that mark, we expect to send him to narcotics dog training school and get a canine as well here late summer, early fall. And get that program rolling.
I don't think people realize how much an advanced training that your officers are can take if they want to. Like Cody going on for the canine and you becoming chief and Courtney becoming assistant chief. I mean, you were an officer a year ago, new to our community, to this department.
Correct.
And here you are. So, if you're thinking about a career too, you might want to think about going and talking to members of the Norton Police Department. Maybe there would be a good career there for them.
Absolutely. We still have two vacancies left. So if you know of somebody that's interested, send them our way.
I love that you guys further people's careers like that.
Absolutely. And we're fortunate to have a good training council or training budget because of council, and they want to see that professional development and stuff like that. So,
and they're always working on more things too for you guys.
Absolutely. So if you got interests, special interests as an officer, then we can push you down that road and
awesome.
Go from there.
Awesome. Be a career.
Absolutely.
I love that. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much. James, you didn't get to talk much today.
That's okay. I'm sure I'll get other opportunities. Right now, our public works crew is finishing up Washington Street, so hopefully we'll have that open here by the end of this month, maybe. And then we're going to start working on fair rides. I mean, that's
going to
be start
the
next thing right around the corner. They have inspections and things like that. So if you start seeing fair rides going up in the park, we'll start mowing around that stuff. But we're getting ready to launch that. Of course, the grandstand project, Jeff Urban's taken on a great project there with a community leader and taking that on as a kind of a standalone project. We don't get a lot of stuff down at the grandstands, but I think by helping some of this refurbishment, maybe we'll get some events down there, start putting some money back in the coffers so we can keep that thing maintained.
Awesome. Well, maybe I'll get you to come in and talk to me again before everything starts up.
How's that?
Okay.
Sounds good.
I will get on you about that, too, so don't think you're going to get out of it. So, all right. Well, James, our city administrator, James Maru, our Norton Chief of Police, Mitch Lowry, thank you guys so much for coming in and talking to us today. Again, you can contact the police department about the Retire the Ride program that's going to be starting up. You'll be getting flyers in the mail. They're going to mail those out on Monday. Yep. And the Click It or Ticket this weekend, first of all, it should be every day that you get in your car. But this weekend, the officers are going to be out. They're going to be checking to make sure that you're buckled in safe because they want everybody to have a great weekend and to get home safe. So thanks, guys.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. All right. We are going to take a quick break, and then Courtney, now I remember Courtney. Claire Bliss is going to be in with the Norton County Hospital to tell us a little bit about that children's car seat checkoff program they're going to be having coming up. So stay with us. All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to your Wednesday, May 14th Coffee Table Show. I am Natalie, and now my next guest with me today is Claire Bliss. Claire is here. She is with the Norton County Hospital, and they have a program coming up about the car seat check lane. And this is very, very important because, I know so many people that have had kids car seats, and they go to one of these events and they find out they had it totally wrong. So don't feel bad if you're not sure. Don't feel bad if you go and to this check lane and they find out that it's wrong, but that's what they're there for. So Claire, welcome to the show. And do you want to tell us a little bit about this event that's coming up?
Sure. So the hospital is going to host a free car seat check lane, and we're going to do that Saturday, May 24th. 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. in our medical clinic parking lot. So we'll have signs and cones out. We currently have three technicians at the hospital, myself, Dan Dole, and Kelsey Hildebrand. And we go to classes to be certified to be able to check everybody's car seat. So we are more than willing to help you out and take a look at your car seat to make sure they're correct. So,
and do you have instances at these events where people just don't have it hooked up correctly?
Oh, yes, all the time. Yeah. Honestly,
intentions, but they don't, you know.
Yeah. I was inspired to do this and become a tech just from personal experiences of my nephew being in a car wreck and the car seat being there for him. And even me going to the class as a mother, I came home and readjusted my car seat.
Yeah.
So it's very typical. We're more than happy to help people. It is important, like you said, because still currently car crashes are still the leading cause of death for children that are ages 1 to 13. And there's a lot more that comes to it than just having a car seat and putting your kid in it and strapping it into the vehicle. The car seats are created for children based on their weight, height, and their development. So, and they're also set to that level to be installed at the right angle and the right position based on those things as well.
And do different vehicles have different ways that you install the car seats?
Yes. So certain vehicles will allow you to install car seats in different ways, or they may specifically say that you can't install a car seat in this area or this seat. And that's all based on the restraint system and the seat belts as well, because the seat belts have to be a certain seat belt so that you can put a car seat in there.
And the reason I ask that is because one of the reasons that people may not have it incorrectly is maybe they had one kind of car and they put it in another car and it's not all the same.
Yes.
And that's important to know by going to this event. When is this event taking place?
So this next Saturday, May 24th. So.
And do you have to have an appointment, or is there a charge?
Nope, no charge. Free to everybody. Just come in, and we're three of us, so we'll try and get to everybody as quickly as possible. If your seat looks great, we will double check it for you and encourage you to come back throughout the child's growth time. And we also do this is a lane where you can come and we can hit multiple people at once, and we're all three available, but we are also all at the hospital and available too. So if somebody comes in for an appointment and just wants us to look at their car seat at that time, we can do that too. So
this way, and that's a great thing that you guys do that. If they come in for something else and say, hey, can you look at my car seat?
Yeah.
But that's just one of the things you may not think about. But this event makes you stop and think about it and to come and have it checked out. And there's no cost for it. That's awesome. You guys are going to be there. So if anybody has any questions or anything, you guys will be there to guide them and talk to them. This is great for first time parents, but even seasoned parents, you know, need some advice, because like I was saying, the cars are all different, and these newer cars just seem so much more complicated sometimes. Do you guys have to have refreshers?
Oh, yes.
Because of the newer cars and stuff?
Yes. So, and then we currently have registries that we can go out and look on and always read the car manual. That's the thing they will drill in your head. It'll tell you where you can put the car seats, what you can do. And it's also not limited to just parents. Anybody that transfers the children, so grandparents, aunts, uncles.
Caregivers.
Caregivers, okay. Yes. So definitely a good thing to come by, let us check out your seat, and make sure everything's good to go.
And, you know, even if a grandparent doesn't, like, take care of the child full-time or doesn't even have a car seat in their car, when there's times that you go and get the kids and you put them in your car, you got to have that car seat, it's good to know. So Come out with your grandkids and your sons and daughters and learn how to do it, right?
Yes.
Because you might need to know someday.
Yep, exactly.
So, as I said, this is taking place not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, May 24th. And what time will it be taking place?
10 a.m. to noon.
Okay, so. And where at?
At the clinic parking lot.
The parking lot, the clinic. And you don't have to make an appointment. Just head on down there. You'll see where everybody's at, and they'll take care of this for you. what else do you want to add?
Just, you know, it isn't something that I think people typically think of until you have something happen or it does make you think of it. But it is truly, kids need to be restrained in a car seat until they are at least 80 pounds. And that seatbelt sits them appropriately. So my daughter, it wasn't popular, but she sat in a booster until she was the right weight and height and that her seatbelt was attached correctly, because for something that you don't think of, it will really matter in a time that you need it to.
Because if it's not correctly, especially the ones that go across the body, it could cause damage. It could cause harm if it's not on there correctly, right?
Yeah, that is correct.
So it's all very important, and we appreciate the hospital doing this program. They've done it every year now since I've been here at the station for at least 10 years. So it's a great community thing that you guys are doing, and to make sure that everybody is safe.
Yeah.
So anything else?
No, that's all.
All right. Well, Claire, I really appreciate you coming in today very, very much. I love this program that you guys are doing. So it's free. It's only for it lasts 2 hours from 10 to 12. It'll be at the clinic parking lot Saturday, May 24th. It only take, how long does it take when you do somebody?
Maybe 15 minutes.
Yeah,
so
quick.
A little bit longer if we want to go into detail and explain things. We do encourage parents and grandparents, anybody, to actually practice installing the car seat if they want to, and then have us check it so that they can feel more confident with it, just like you said, when they switch vehicles or so. But it doesn't take that long at all.
So it just take a few minutes, and it's all done to make your family safer.
Yes.
So thanks for coming in today.
Yes, thank you for having
me. Well, have a great weekend. Happy Memorial Day. And thank you for coming in, and we look forward to talking to you about other programs within the Norton County Hospital soon.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, well, that is it for today. I hope that we gave a lot of great information. Don't forget, May 24th at the clinic parking lot from 10 to 12, you can take your vehicle down and have your car seat checked out and make sure it's installed properly. If it's not installed at all, they'll tell you how to do it. The Retire the Ride program, they will be sending out flyers on Monday, the 19th of May, to give you more information on that. And this coming up weekend, the Norton Police Department will have extra patrols out for the Click It or Ticket campaign. This is to make you safe, to make sure that you and all of everybody in your vehicle has their seatbelts on, and is going to have a great and safe weekend. So, all right, don't forget tonight, 6:30, you can tune into 102.5 FM at 15:30 a.m. Catch the Kansas City Royals pregame, 7:10 first pitch. This is the last game against the Astros in this series. Go Royals. In the meantime, thank you all for listening and for watching on Facebook Live. And don't forget about Mandy and I tomorrow, same time, same place, for Party Line.